two big wins for you guys. You win them both in five innings, 10-0 and then 19-9. Got a little interesting in the second game, but you guys had a little adversity. It was good to see your team kind of persevere through some of that being down after 3.5 innings.
Yeah, I mean, the girls were able to fight through that adversity, and we were down in what, fourth inning, and we strung some hits together, and it was a really good rally.
It was, and thought your team really, as the day progressed, really did hit the ball well, and unfortunately, some of those were right to Southwestern Heights players.
Yeah, seriously, we had some really good plays, and. I didn't look to see how many strikeouts Cheyenne had, but, overall, I'm really happy with what we did.
She had at least, I think she had 10 in the first game, and I know she had 3 in the second game.
So 13.
Yeah, 13 on the day, not bad. It was good to see you guys really kind of, it took a little while for you guys to get going in each inning, really, and wear down their pitcher, and had to like the hitting from Chris Irvin. She's been kind of a bright spot in that two-hole for you as a freshman.
You know, she is she's a lefty batter, and I know a lot of people want her to bat. I mean, people would think that she's going to bunt, and she is a really good bunter, but I also know that she's a really good line drive hitter, and I really want to give her the opportunity when she has it to be able to hit and, grow that confidence. She rolled her ankle in that last inning when it was able to score 3 runs. That just shows you that she's one tough kid.
Absolutely, yeah, 4 RBI and 4 hits in that second game, but hey, you finally got a home run, and it was in your hit-a-thon, hit it the furthest, and yeah. Michaela Miller, she went yard for the first time this year, and she's been the only one with triples and home runs for you guys this year.
Yeah, she's really come through, and I know she's been after that home run. It's kind of nice to kind of get that monkey off your back after, when you have a brand new season. So, honestly, though, all the girls had some really nice line drives out there. Say Cheyenne had a couple of nice line drives today, and so did Madison Miller and Mallory Cup. So it was just well done all the way around.
Well, yeah, go back to the pitching a little bit. I thought Bailey Wolkensurfer did all right today. Yes, she gave up the runs, just 2 of those earned, but some errors there sprinkled in there, but I thought she looked a little bit more confident in the circle today.
That's really what I want for her. I want her to grow some confidence and understand that she is a good pitcher, and I really want our defense to really come behind her and really learn how to, to trust each other and keep cheering each other on.
3 doubleheaders in a row on the road here starting Tuesday, and they're not going to be easy ones at all. Starts off with a road trip to Goodland, then Liberal following Thursday.
I don't really think Goodland really graduated too much from last year. So they're, kind of a veteran team, and, Garden City, this is our first year of facing Garden City, but I know that, Goodland played them pretty well. I know they got swept, but Goodland, was pretty close to the scoring. I think it was like 11-8. So, I think it's going to be good competition for us. And I'm excited to see another GWAC team next week and continue on this winning streak.
Well, congratulations on a good week here. Just a 4-0 week. Not bad, right?
Yeah, that was the plan, and we did it.
A season high of 19 runs as well here in this second game. And enjoy the weekend, Coach. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Adam.